You're listening to Control Talk Now, the Smart Buildings Podcast.
With the man, the myth, the legend. The legend. Ken Smyers and Eric Stromquist.
Control Talk Now, the weekly podcast with building automation and smart building control news you can use.
Now, here's Eric.
Hi, welcome to Control Talk Now, episode 2.8, April 30th, 2015. My name is Eric Stromquist, and I am joined, as usual, by the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers, the controls man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny, welcome to the show. We are not in Pittsburgh anymore.
Oh, you're right. We're not in Kansas, Eric. Thank you very much. We are at the CG&A Synergy Conference in Memphis, Tennessee. We're at the ninth inning, two outs. The show's just about over. There's going to be a reception here beginning at 4 o'clock, and they're going to give out the awards. And we just want to give a big shout-out to the staff of CG&A, led by Mike Sackett, Jim Heyman, Ron Huckabee, Lynn Mack, Sandy Minguez, and Peter Fan, Dominic Porte, and Bob White. Oh, what an amazing job these guys did. Just 2 days of nonstop CG&A action.
Absolutely. So part of what we're going on the show today, we're going to be interviewing a bunch of different people. We caught up with a lot of people. Part of what we do at Control Trends is we're trying to make sure that we keep you informed with all the latest trends. This is primarily a distributor-oriented type conference, the best distributors in the country. Kenny and I have been to several of the different breakout sessions, including the systems integrator breakout system. So it's good stuff, Kenny. Very, very good stuff. So I tell you what, real quick, we had a lot of good stuff on Control Trends this week. We covered a lot of the AHR show. You can go see those videos.
Sure.
But first of all, dude, how you like the venue we're at?
Well, I tell you, I didn't expect it to be this crazy great. I mean, Memphis is a historic city that I didn't know much about until I got down here. But of course, it's got Elvis, all the makings of a great destination for a family. They've got a great museum. They got great amusement parks. But the city itself is just kind of concentrated right down here. Where we're at, the Peabody Hotel, just a classic, beautiful hotel, an exquisite service. So it's a step up, and it's right across from Beale Street.
Yeah, right downtown. We probably ate way too much barbecue. Don't tell my wife. I'm supposed to be on a diet, but it's been good times, buddy, been good times. So I tell you what, let's, without further ado, what's our first clip from, Kenny?
The first clip is going to be interview with Errol Doyle.
I'm with Errol Doyle. Errol, tell us about Johnson Controls and your new position.
Yeah, thank you, Kenny. Yeah, I'm with Johnson Controls, and I'm now the general manager of light commercial building automation space.
Great, great. And everybody's excited about Johnson's new system. Tell us about the Verisys system.
So the Verisys system is targeted at the, like I mentioned, the light commercial mid-market space. And well, the way I think about it is it's package equipment. So if we think about that space in the marketplace that is served by commercial products, that's not necessarily centralized plants, centralized water, things like that. So it's 100,000 square feet and below.
What, 12 to 14 million RTU units out there?
That's correct. So it's part of the package of the York equipment. So regardless of whether it's York, it's Fraser Johnson, it's Johnson coming down the line at the UPG factory, all of them get the smart equipment board in it. But it does not preclude us from attaching to third-party products as well. So third-party rooftop units, we have a TEC 3000 that's intended to attach to those units and provide part of the ecosystem for Verisys.
All right, and how is the product going to be available?
It'll be available through the ABCS channel, the ARW channel, and the UPG channels today.
At the show, and it portends to be an amazingly successful answer to the light commercial building markets. And
well,
the race
hang on, hang on. Let's call it what we're supposed to call it. They got an entry into the race to the small space, a very, very strong entry in Verisys. This is a cool product, Kenny. What makes this kind of unique is you can get a flavor through distribution that'll be great for retrofit, but it's also coming packaged on equipment unit. The York equipment's going to come with this, so it's going to make integration very, very easy on new construction. And so it's. I think they de-featured it to a degree. They got a very specific group that they're going after, basically the rooftop units.
Right, and so it's after a whole different market segment. In other words, they've got the FX, which goes deep and wide into the building automation envelope of the building, where this is designed mostly to give you control beyond a simple thermostat. In other words, they have it, like you say, coming out on OEM equipment. I think 40,000 are already in service. And so they also have a retrofit. So you can take another rooftop unit and put a thermostat out there that's designed to integrate with other rooftop units. But I think it's what we're all been looking forward to. You know, we need more entries into the small building space because people can't afford the front ends or whatever, but they still need to have dynamic control.
When Johnson's been doing the controls for so long, Kenny, it makes a lot of sense. You'll be able to use some of the existing thermostats that you've used with Johnson in the past. And, Johnson is, it seems like one of the other trends we've been talking about, Kenny, sort of the bundling and unbundling and sort of repositioning. You know, just having a standalone product is not always enough now. Mm-hmm. And Johnson's doing a great job with that, not only with the Varises, but also with, their FX product line. Sure. They just recently bought Taco, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But they got the ability to bundle with equipment. So where Train and Carrier sort of exclusively sort of had that backward integration path, now JCI is bringing a very, very strong contender to that, specifically designed for the light commercial controls market.
Yeah, and also another interesting feature that we found out was that if you did want to integrate this, you start out just getting control over the building, getting control over the rooftop units, but if you did want to integrate it into the complete building automation, they do have the gateway, the Johnson Controls material, product that'll take it right up into the tool. You'll need the FX, supervisor, or I believe, one of those Niagara tools that'll take it, because it's backed up. All the components are backed up.
All you got to do is go to cgnacontrols.net, do the distributor locator, because the distributors in CGNA know how to do that good stuff.
They sure do.
So, buddy, we've been eating a lot of good food, drinking a lot of good drinks, and we got some sort of noise going on in the background here that I wish they'd stop, but you might have to go open up a can of Southern Whoop-Ass on these folks. I'm a little Pennsylvania rage. But that was good stuff with Earl Doyle, man. You can tell people working hard here. Yeah. He was pretty worn out when we caught up with him. But where do we go next, buddy?
Well, the next one we had Josh Felprin, the senior sales manager. Siemens is on the move, and Josh is just such a gregarious guy. He's smart, he's quick, he's a great golfer too, by the way. But he's just really into the CGNA experience. In other words, to him, to meet the distributors now, and Siemens has a new. It's not your dad Siemens or how you say that, but they really got programs now oriented to attract the CGNA the CGNA members. And of course they had a product display with the BT300 VFD that's been the Control Trends VFD winner of the for three consecutive years, and we got to see why again. They went over the components. They've got some great direct coupled actuators, and they're really proud of their valves. And the valving systems they have PIC V type.
They got an entry into the light commercial. They're into the race to the small space too. We got a chance to catch up with Josh Felber. Let's take a listen, Kenny, see what he had to say.
Sure.
Trump was one of the brightest young guns, young executives in the industry. Our friend Joshua Felburn from Siemens Automation. Hey, man. Josh, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
Hey, glad to be here. Having a great conference here at the CGNA Synergy Show in a beautiful town, Memphis, Tennessee, home of the King, and lucky to be here.
That's right. Kenny's originally from here. Kenny Smyers. The King, Kenny Smyers. So, Josh, look, Siemens is doing some innovative stuff. Our listeners out there probably know Siemens is one of the largest companies, one of the most respected brands on the planet, and you guys are beginning to bring more products out through two-step distribution. Talk a little bit about the talent offering you guys have.
Yeah, so I mean, as you know, our market's become a commodity. A lot of everybody's got controllers, they've got sensors, they got valves, they got actuators. Now Siemens, we're being very innovative. We're differentiating ourselves from the competition. We just released last year the total room automation and solution, and basically instead of just having your VAV controller and your fan coil unit controller, you have three devices in one. You can integrate lighting, HVAC, and shading, and you can also add on plug loads and AV. So what we're seeing in the market is in the demand for is a complete total one solution. Really saves the customer, the end user, a lot of money. Gives them one, most importantly, gives them one neck to choke if anything goes wrong, instead of having to worry about three contractors.
Hold on. Well, let's talk about total room control, man. That is such a cool sounding name. And I think we're seeing more and more sort of integrated open packages coming out. Who's your ideal customer for this?
Yeah, well, probably anybody. But when you do look at the total room automation solution, you know, such as here in the Memphis Convention Center here in Memphis, they were looking for integrating their lighting control, their shading. They've got a very westerly exposed glass that they wanted to put some smart shades on, obviously to create some energy efficiency and save on their utility bill, and then also have complete control of their building automation solution. So we're really anybody from K through 12, from hospitals, anybody is a potential customer for total room automation. When you go in, I'm sure you see in Vegas and other places, what you go into a room and you hit a button, we call it a scene. You push a button for, say, a presentation in a conference room, lights go down, shades go down, screens come up, and it sets the mood for that presentation. So that's only one scene of hundreds of different scenes that we can create with this total room automation solution.
Sounds really cool. And I think the other thing too with this, Josh, is we're finding more and more owners, what's really driving owners is having an optimal customer experience. And obviously temperature controls is part of that, but the fact that you can create the scenes with the lighting and everything is a really, really cool feature.
Yeah, customers want today's technology. They're done with pneumatic stats. They want a retro upgrade. They want to have today 2017 technology, user comfort, reliability, speed's important, mobile apps, everybody wants an app for that. So, customers' needs, and end of the day, they also want to save money. So, whether it's up front or over the life of the system, they want to save money.
All right, let's talk some trash. What's the best kept secret about Siemens? Something about Siemens that customers don't know.
Well, the senior sales manager does own a money suit.
That's you?
That's me.
What's a money suit?
You'll have to see at the next year Control Trends Awards in Chicago.
Nice, nice. Congratulations. By the way, you guys won for the third year in a row the variable frequency drive of the year. What is it about your variable frequency drive that the Control Trends community just seems to love?
Well, not to be too cocky, but the VT300 is pretty badass. So easy to use. My seven-year-old daughter can start it up. It's got built-in wizards on the bypass and also on the VFD itself. And smallest footprint in the industry, price point's great, and it's got all the communication protocols built in. Anybody can use it. So simple, easy, cost-effective. It's a no-brainer.
So let's make a deal.
I'll make a deal.
Let's make a deal. All right. So those of you who watch Control Trends know Josh is usually always wearing a hat. He's one of the few guys that's all hat and all cattle. So you've seen him with a fedora. You've seen him with a cowboy hat. So Josh, what I'm proposing to our Control Trends community is if they buy one of your VFDs, do a short video of the VFD being installed, okay, and if they do this in the next 60 days, you send them a hat.
That's fair enough. Whatever kind of hat they want. If they want a baseball hat, MLB, their favorite baseball team, they want a cowboy hat, a fedora, whatever. If they install the Siemens VT300 drive,
got us in the video to Control Trends, and I tell you what, we might even put that on the Control Trends Awards, the best video. We want a very solicited, over-the-top endorsement of this drive. And the better the endorsement, the better the hat.
Amen, yeah. You got till the end of June. After that, all offers are expired.
All offers are expired. Hey, we're talking to Josh Culver, one of the young execs in our industry, former Control Trends young gun. You're too big, too old to be called a young gun now, but...
Still in my 30s, so I've got some time. So I'm going to enjoy the Young Gun title as long as I can.
Good stuff from Josh, man.
Yeah,
very, very good stuff from
Josh. The total room automation, we know it's coming big, and we know lighting is just not, it's here to stay. And on our side of the, it's like playing tennis. We used to play the ball back and forth, your turn, my turn, whatever, or your part of the section, with electrical. But like VFDs, now lighting are becoming a tangible aspect to our building automation service. We have to learn how to do lighting. And we had a lot of good opportunities to learn about lighting.
Well, it seems like several of the companies, we're going to catch up with Snyder Electric a little bit later in the show, as well as Blue Ridge Technologies. And, there's a big push now to lighting going through the controls contractor. So we're going to see more and more of that as a trend, Kenny. But I tell you what, you cannot ignore lighting. If you're going to be in this game as a distributor and or an integrator, You have to sort of understand lighting, be able to integrate to it. And I think the lighting people, the consulting engineers are starting to look more and more to the controls people to make sure that that functions properly.
You're right. Now the day, when you talk about smart, intelligent, connected buildings, you know, to have siloed, aspects of your building, it just can't do. It's a criminal thing to do now. I mean, so whoever is specifying lighting has to make sure that it's going to be completely integratable seamlessly to the building automation. And a lot of people believe that the lighting is going to be extracted from the electrical section and put into the section 25 or 26 or 27 because it's going to be, that's going to ensure the the sound integration, seamless integration. Because lights are becoming so important. And we'll hear more, like you say, Bill does a great job of explaining how the importance of lighting is shifting from just energy to something much, much more important.
Yeah, we'll definitely get on that. All right, buddy, we had the cameras. We were rolling around. Who'd we stop and see next?
The next was Gina Elliott, Marketing North America. She's another woman.
From Schneider Electric.
From Schneider Electric.
Yeah.
But she's, I was trying to get the title, but she does so much for them. And she's also in charge of the small to mid-market marketing and consulting engineers section. And so she does wears many hats. She was particularly excited about the New Building Insights. It's a small building and energy management system, and they had a nice booth there too. And what was your thoughts on?
Well, I think that system that was one of the biggest surprises to me seeing that system because as Gina will tell you, it's a prepackaged system that includes guess what? Lighting control,
right,
as well as heating and air conditioning control, as well as being secure. So I tell you what, Gina is brilliant. She's helped us with the Control Trends Awards. We really, really, we found her last year or vice versa. And I think Schneider is just making some moves, Kenny. They are, I think, you know, they were sort of discombobulated for a while. Such a big company, so many different divisions. And it's taken them a while to sort of get things realigned. And I think Gina's done a great job of sort of pulling those different companies together, and I think we're going to see great things from Schneider Electric. So I tell you what, without further ado, let's take a look. Let's roll the footage we had on our interview with Gina Elliott.
Here I am with Gina Elliott from Schneider Electric. If you saw the Control Trends Awards, you saw Gina Elliott. And Gina, man, thanks again for your help with the Control Trends Awards, and thanks for being here at CGNA.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Cool. Right back at you. So, wow. It's good to be in the controls industry when you got great people like Gina Elliott. Well, Gina, one of the trends that Kenny and I talk about is what we call the race to the small space.
Right.
Basically, meaning there's so many buildings that don't have anything in it. And you guys have introduced a package. It's not just a product, it's a package that addresses that. Tell our listeners a little bit about this cool product.
So we actually have created a very flexible new package for the small to mid-size building market, and it's can be expandable. It's got a lot of the features that a building owner or a business owner needs to actually manage the energy and the operational efficiency of their building. And it's very simple to install, so it's cut back on the install time. And typically you can install in about less than 2 hours, very cost efficient, and generates a pretty good ROI.
Well, I'm going to break it down a little bit further than that because I tell you what, the stuff's pre-wired in a panel.
Yeah.
You get the building automation controls. You get the lighting control module along
That's
with
all
it.
Correct, yeah.
You've got cybersecurity protection built into
yep.
it. And
yep.
I mean, you're basically just running the wires to it. It's one of the most beautiful packages I think I've seen, Gina.
Oh, appreciate that.
And what do we call it? You came up with a name for it, right? What do you call it?
Well, the actual name is going to be EcoStruxure Building Expert. Name.
Why don't we just call it the
Expert? Yeah, well, we can do that too. Yeah,
right.
We can do it. But yeah, so it's a nice, nifty little package, and it's fit for any type of contractor, whether it's a small, mom and pop type shop. It's a way for them to go out and create a little bit more stickiness with their customer. There's different ways that they can use it. There's no recurring fees on it. They can go out and say they can help manage that building, and create a recurring revenue stream.
It's got analytics in it.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's got global scheduling. It has, centralization of setting those set points.
So if you've got like a national account or something with multiple locations, you got that global point. The cool thing about it is it's 3 years you guys will actually host it.
Yeah.
And so you just basically log on with your portal, you're set, you're good to go.
Yep, and it's got HVAC control, lighting controls, metering, sub-metering, Expandable can handle, you know, thousands of sites on one platform. So if you've got 100 buildings, you can manage all of them on one platform, no matter where they are.
That's really, really cool stuff. And Gina, you work with the marketing with Schneider. And I tell you what, I think that's probably one of the best kept secrets in the industry, the stuff that you guys do. Tell our contractor community a little bit about your portal and what you guys have on that. And then also the resources you have for consulting engineers.
Okay, so for our contractor portal, what we've done is we've created a portal just for the contractor. They can go on there and they can get to know all of our offers. They have information right there at their fingertips. Now, the real beauty to that is that we also have on the portal access to on-demand education. So they can go get training on everything from the basics of controls. They can actually get, at no cost, they can get their PEM, which is Professional Energy Management. So all they have to do is go and register, browse around, get to know the products, take some courses, and we have three different types of curriculum. That they can have, and we even have courses on financial analysis and all kinds of things, business courses as well that they can access.
Right, and cool, different vertical markets, what they're after, so if you're trying to get a particular vertical, you can go there and you can learn what the hot buttons are and what they're interested in. It's unbelievable what you guys have, and nobody knows about it. They keep going to our site instead of yours.
I know, you got to redirect them, we'll fix that.
Never
a banner ad, we'll fix.
Well, and you also do a lot of work personally. I mean, tell us about your background a little bit, because you're very familiar with consulting engineers, and that's part of what you do for Schneider, right?
Well, yes. So I kind of wear two different hats, and my background is consulting engineering, focusing more on the interoperability of enterprise-type systems, everything from building management systems to integrated power to integrated IT, all connectivity, converged, high performance, smart buildings, whatever you want to call them. That's actually my background prior to coming to Schneider about 2.5 years ago. And so in addition to managing the marketing for the mid-market, small to mid-sized mid-market, I also handle the proficient for consulting engineers as well.
Nice. Well, listen, let's make a deal. You want to play Let's Make a Deal?
Sure, let's make a deal.
All right, so you mentioned two hats. Now, the Siemens guy, basically, they tried the Siemens VFD, Josh Belmark, who also wears a lot of hats. Okay. They order a Siemens VFD, shoot a little video of the VFD installed. He will send them the hat of their choice, a fedora, a baseball hat, whatever. So we should move this energy, this light commercial system. What product do you want to move in the next 6 years?
I would really like to move the index. I would really like to move that.
Okay, so what's the deal? What if our control test community does something with building expert? What are
we have? I'm sorry, we have 25% off right now through May on building expert.
And not gonna cut it. Not gonna cut it. We don't. The swags. No, we want swag. We don't want discount.
You want swags? Oh,
swag. How about they shoot a video, okay, and they get to sit at your table at the control test awards.
Oh, we'd love that. Yeah.
And you'll give them a hat of their choice?
Oh, yeah, they can have a hat.
Or I tell you what, if we get enough people, because our control trends committee has been asking about this, so let's just say, how many systems do we have to do, and we'll have Ken appear on control trends as Easter Bunny outfit?
That'd be great.
How many do we have to sell for that?
100.
Okay. So where do they get information on the energy expert?
Okay, on Building Expert, they can go to the contractor portal. They can come to you and talk to you about it, because I know you're gonna, you're a big advocate and supporter of it. So that's one. But let's see, they can actually go online and get some information on our website.
Very, very cool. Well, listen, Gina, man, it's so nice. We connected with you this year for the first time. This is one of the most knowledgeable, brightest, entertaining people in our industry, and it's an honor to know you. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Hey, my pleasure. And I just want to just challenge anybody out there that, if they're doing building expert, they're taking some of the Schneider products, whether it's the rim controller or the building expert, shoot it, take a picture of it. We'll upload it to our site. you know, just
shoot,
like
or shoot a video, and we'll get the man, the myth, the legend. Help us get the man, the myth, the legend in his Easter Bunny suit.
You know, and the thing of it is, we all have to work together as a community to educate the end user about the power of what we're doing, to help them manage their business, to cut back on their cost, to be more sustainable. So we all are in this together. So the more videos we have, and the more we advocate, you know, the more that we change. So,
advocate, because you know what? No, in all seriousness, before you hop off, I think we have to do that because, you know, Ken and I spent a lot of time out in Silicon Valley and stuff like that. Silicon Valley is managing. They're creating the conversation about what a smart building should be. I think as an industry, we need to start to guide that conversation about what's realistic. And as part of that, we're going to have a Consulting Engineer of the Year Award, Controls Consulting Engineer of the Year Award. So will you help us with that?
Of course. Not a one to be you too. Yeah, definitely.
So all you, once you come with the camera. Okay, so all you consulting engineers out there, we're looking for you.
Yes.
Enlightened Controls Engineers. Thanks, Gina.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Well, Eric, you talk about synergies. Schneider bought Viconics and they bought Can2Go, and then they put those technologies, they wrapped them together really nicely in a very, very cool product line.
Well, they did, but I tell you what, man, I love this little system that they got. And like, you know, we said in the interview, you got everything you need there, from the lighting to everything else. The analytics is built in. It's pushed up to the cloud. They'll give you 3 years of free hosting, right, secured hosting. And I think it's going to be fantastic for national accounts. Watch out for these guys just sort of stepping in the space, because I tell you what, the only thing they're really missing now, in my opinion, is the word getting out about, you know, this cool little system. You know, they had the StructureWare Lite, which was kind of a cool product, but to me, this really niches into the race to the small space, and I think they're a major contender.
I agree wholeheartedly, and special thanks again to Gina Elliott for all the additional support she gives to Control Trends. She's going to be involved in the Consulting Engineer, the new category we're going to have. We're going to get some support from Gina on that, and thanks again to Schneider Electric for being sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely, and I tell you what, for our Control Trends community, we are going to have a new category this year. We're going to call it either the Enlightened Controls Consulting Engineer or the Consulting Engineer that Does Controls, so be thinking about it. If you know really good consulting engineers, a couple of things. One, we love to interview them on Control Trends to talk about smart buildings and their approach to it. But number two, when the nomination period comes out here in 3 or 4 months, we definitely need to get those names, because we want to get the consulting engineering community included in the Control Trends.
Well, sure, and then it gives us a perfect exposure. You talk about the, if we have them involved and they're there and they get to see all the great manufacturers and vendors that we have and all the people that we're extolling and putting on, you know, on stage, they're going to really and truly get behind that smart, intelligent, integrated building and want to become more a part of it, make sure that they're making the specifications that much better to ensure total end user functionality and comfort.
Absolutely, my good friend. All right, so man, got the cameras. Where do we go next?
Well, this time we went down and we found an ant.
When the ants go marching in, when the ants go marching in.
And found some very interesting people. I'll tell you what.
Did you know I could sing so well?
I'll tell you what.
He could sing.
Ant Technologies. Aaron Gorka, the innovation manager, gave us a very entertaining presentation of a very cool product. And Eric, I tell you what, they're going to come through Western Pennsylvania. They're going to come through Georgia. I think we're going to be picking this product up because it's an end-all answer for,
Well, hang on. I tell you what, before you give it away, let's roll the footage and watch the ants come rolling in, and then we'll talk about it.
Hey, man, I am Eric Stromquist. I am here. What a great new technology we got. I am here with Aaron Gorka from Ant Technology, man. Thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
Absolutely, anytime.
And thanks for being in the Control Trends. Thanks for being in the Controls. Where are we at?
Controls Group North America.
Yeah. And thanks for being here at Controls Group North America.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So, dude, you got such an innovative technology, man.
Yeah.
Tell our Control Trends community a little bit about this technology and what it does and why they should care.
Well, originally we built this software as our contracting division. And over about 5 years, we decided that, you know, we should license it out to other contractors and, you know, get a better ROI. So here we are. We want to push it through the distributor model as a two-step and, you know, help you guys as distributors make more money by licensing it out to the contractors.
Very, very cool. And in a minute, I'm going to ask you to show me the software.
Yep.
But for now, to sort of set the context, what exactly does the software do?
It's everything a contractor is going to do on a daily basis. Generate their work orders, schedule their technicians. Technicians will go out. Instead of doing paper service reports, they're going to punch it all in on their phones. They're going to tag the piece of equipment they worked on and provide asset management, accountable and transparent asset management to their end users.
Very, very cool. So does this all go up to the cloud and then come back down?
Absolutely. It's all a cloud subscription. We create, you know, a branch called, you know, anttechnologies.anttechnologies.ca.
Website, they can go get more information, and obviously the Controls Group North American Distributors, but what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Best way is www.anttechnologies.ca, because we're Canadian, eh?
Right, right. Hey. So you heard it here first, because when the ants go marching in. When the ants go marching in.
All right. So, Kenny, the ants are coming in, man. So what were you going to say about Western Pennsylvania and the rest of it?
Well, what I think is going to happen is they're going to have a nice... It's immediately been accepted by the control trends, CGNA members, the vendors. Every single one of them had expressed an interest in this product. So it must have some very tangible benefits and some immediate impacts.
Well, our good friend Scott and Don Cochran from Cochran Supply have sold some. They can attest to how well it works. And by the way, remember Control Con. As a matter of fact, let's take a little cut back to last night, Don Cochran. Let's roll the Don Cochran footage.
Okay, this is a pretty good party we're at, but I think there's going to be a much bigger, better party happening.
Well, there we go. That's Don Cochran, Control Con. I mean, those boys at Cochran, if they don't know how to do anything else, they know how to throw a party, and they know how to do a lot.
Well, I was talking to a couple of vendors that are going to be there, and they're really anticipating a very large, well-vetted, attendee list.
I mean, and well-heeled.
Well, I'll tell you what, in a casino, you're going to see the best and worst people's behaviors, because it's going to be so much fun.
Bring them out, yeah.
But the thing about it is that, you know, they're going to have a technical program that I think, again, we take these crash courses on how to get, you know, keep up with technology, because it's very difficult to read about this every day, going 1,000 emails and sort through 1,000 different websites. But when you can go one place and sit down for 3 or 4 hours and just get a very well proposed and prepared presentation, that's just save a lot of time and energy.
Okay, buddy. So where do we go next?
Well, again, there's so many incredible booths out there. Everybody brings their A game to this kind of a vendoropoly, they called it. And they had a little game. If you went to so many vendors and put their stickers on the Monopoly style board, you're eligible for some of these fantastic prizes that are going to be given away and awards later on this evening. We stopped off at ACI and we met with Barry Downtown Flash Gordon.
Barry Downtown Flash Gordon, man. Yep. I miss old Barry.
Well, he's a senior sales engineer at ACI. And again, the level of products and the quality of products that was on display at the ACI booth just made you stop and think about it. They had the power meters, they had the fixed sensors for gas monitoring. But what really caught my eye was this differential low pressure, unidirectional, bidirectional low pressure transmitter that's going.
Yeah, let's roll the footage. Barry will tell us all about it, huh?
Amazing.
Roll the footage. So what do you think of that thing, Kenny?
I think it could win one of those product of the year things. I think it's innovative. It's designed from a contractor's perspective. There's no loose parts. Everything has been designed to be easy form fitting, and no screws, nothing to fall on floor when you're up on the ladder trying to put the thing in. The LCD is crystal clear from a long way away, so somebody put a lot of good engineering time in there. The quick connect terminals, I'll tell you what, is a very, very well engineered product.
Very cool, Kenny. Very cool. So after Bowntown, Barry Gordon, what did we do, brother?
Well, we went down the road not too far, bumped into another great company, an American company called Functional Devices, and we talked with Maggie Talbert.
You like talking to Maggie Talbert, don't you?
Well, you know, she reminds me of somebody in the movies. I'll tell you what, whoever thinks that agrees
with me. Greta Garbo, maybe, or something like that?
No, no, the one that you had me at Hello or whatever that was. She played...
Meg Ryan?
No, no, from Tom Cruise.
Sandra Bullock?
No.
Kelly Preston?
No. Come on now.
Renee Zellweger.
That's who she reminds me of.
All right, so Kenny, we got the NFL draft coming up. So, I mean, I guess the NFL draft, Kenny's thinking... What was that movie called? Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money.
Show me the money, baby.
Yeah, very good. Maggie, we apologize, but Maggie's the Northeast regional sales manager, and she's a really, really intelligent, knowledgeable person that really likes her job. Functional Vice is on the move, or what?
Well, they are. Let's roll the footage and see what Maggie had to say.
Cool.
I'm with Maggie Talbert, who is the Northeast Regional Sales Manager.
Yeah.
Maggie, tell us a little bit about what's going on at Functional Devices.
Yeah, so we have started out the year strong for 2016 through 2017, and we just released a new product. We released it Tuesday, actually. It's comparable to one of our competitors' products, but obviously a little different. So it's the RIB HX24BA. Yes. So we have the BF version, which is the fixed version, and now we have the adjustable.
It's going to be a big seller.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had a great presentation. Maggie gave us a great presentation about the Functional Devices quality and some of the things. Tell us about your engineer, your support. Would you call it Functional Devices? You're not talking to somebody that's buying something relabeled or whatever. You're actually working with somebody that really knows what's going on.
Yeah, so when you call Functional Devices, you are talking to the people who have designed the products and the people that are in charge of manufacturing the product. So you're not just getting someone who has never touched the product or doesn't know about it. You are talking to engineers that are directly hands-on designing the products and are very passionate about the products. So you can also find their passions for our products on our Tech Tuesday blogs, which I know that you guys share on your website as well. And it just talks about different situations that they found themselves in with our products and customers and applications. So it's a great resource for everyone.
Well, everything that Functional Devices makes is made in America. And you all are doing so well that you're actually increasing your sales force. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in order to keep up with the amount of sales that we've had and what we foresee coming, we are adding an extra salesperson in each region. So we're going to be with you and your customers more often than we are now.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Maggie.
Kenny, you just did a nice interview with Maggie, man. I can tell when you really like people.
Well, you know what? I see a bright future in our industry, and it's really rewarding to see how much a young person's willing to take over. I mean, that she has an incredibly large region and responsibility. If you knew what the bogeys were for these salespeople, you'd have a profound respect for how hard they got to work to get the numbers. But Functional Vice is on the move, huh? Four more sales associates. I mean, that's think about that in terms of what, you know, salaried employees, you know, it's going to cost.
You're doing it, man. Well, you know, ACI and Functional Devices, I mean, virtually every system is using one of their products, and they're right here at Controls Group North America with us. So
they're very proud. Very proud of their quality programs. Very proud of Made in America.
Yeah.
And the new products that they got coming out are going to just keep them on the front burner for a long time to come.
Cool, buddy. I think after that, didn't we go see our good friend Bill Duckelberger?
We sure did. Bill Duckelberger, again, in terms of lighting expertise, it's just an amazing process, because you get to hear how he feels passionately about his product. You get to hear about the future of lighting and the importance of lighting. But more importantly, you get to hear the technical drivers, you know, the Title 24 information that you need when you're talking about, you know, I'm from a state that doesn't really have coded lighting like they do in California, where they dictate to you how much you know, you have to be able to take light from outside and bring it in so that you save energy. You know, they're talking
energy
about
lighting harvested.
Yeah. So to hear that explained, and then also the you know,
well, hang on, let's roll the footage, big dog.
Let's
roll the footage.
Eric Stromquist with Bill Duckelberger from Blue Ridge Lighting Technologies. Hey, Bill, man, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us about what we want to talk about. We've seen your product. We'll put a link to the video. You got one of the most comprehensive, unified lighting control systems in the marketplace. You as a company are easy to do business with. Your integrity, you're a great partner. You do a great job. But I think what I really want to talk to you about today is sort of the trend you're seeing in lighting vis-a-vis what section it's in and why that's important. So what are you seeing that's different in terms of how we might be going to market with lighting?
I think that you have to think, you know, you say lighting. There was your first mistake. It's not lighting. We're talking about controls here, Eric, okay? It's just another domain. It's, think of it as a chiller, but it's lights, but it's controls. So who knows better controls than controls guys? And the heart of controls has been in HVAC. That's just the truth of the matter. So what we're talking about sections is controls belong with controls. It's not just a snap switch electrical distribution device, it's a control. And it needs to be treated that way, and I think it can deliver the goods
right.
and the promise.
So for our control trans community that might be listening, talk about how it's traditionally done in terms of new construction and the spec. And you know, you sort of alluded to how it could be done. You've already told us why it's a better idea, but how has it been done, and how, in your opinion, should it be done in terms of how a consulting engineer lays it out?
Right now, more than 95% of all lighting controls are specified in Division 26, or what you used to know as 16, the electrical section. It's a part of the electrical distribution package. It's in the way it's sold. The way manufacturers sell it is it's packaged with the lighting fixtures as a part of that package. So it's kind of at times an afterthought. So that's the way, and it's also sold through reps. So there's people out there that don't work for the manufacturer. It's not right or wrong, it's just the way it's done, out placing it in the market. But then when you buy it, the electrical contractor doesn't get sold to or supported directly, it goes to a distributor who may or may not be expert, who has to rely on the distributor. So you have all these different failure points in the distribution system to support it. Take HVAC controls. Now there's two-step distribution, you're familiar with that.
Yes.
But there's a reason for that, because someone has to understand technically and support kind of the business end of it, the installation of it. So there is a place for that. But generally, the controls contractor and or distributor package has a relationship with the end user. It's a service relationship. They're gonna have to be there after this job's signed off. And that's the difference. Usually, some electrical contractors have service companies and they do service work. It's very prevalent in the industrial section of the business. Not so prevalent in commercial. There's not much to do for a service electrician.
Right, and for our control trans community, let's put this in perspective. What is the biggest energy consuming load in a building?
Today it's lighting,
okay.
The DOE says it's 38% of the electrical load and 30% is HVAC.
And then what is, I mean, there have been numerous studies done, what has the most psychological effect on people in terms of being more productive and being more happier, if your aim is to create comfort? I mean, obviously you got to have the heating and cooling, right, but what's right behind it?
Well, I think you have to think in, well, let's think in the box instead of out of the box. Environmental control. That's traditionally been known as temperature and humidity, but it's also the lighting environment now. There's white paper studies being done. Now, LEDs are becoming the driving force in lamping and lighting commercial buildings. But they have such an intense color that they're starting to find out they can mess with your circadian rhythms.
No, man, my hair fell out when I started getting underneath LED lights.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah,
mine too.
That's what controls guys look like when they're lying.
Their lips are moving.
Yeah.
So what they're finding out is there's a big impact on this bright light. And the city of Los Angeles put it outdoors in lighting street lights. And they actually started to get complaints and I believe some lawsuits about the intensity of this stuff early in the morning. And it was just disconcerting to human beings to have this blue light. And so the LEDs also offer you an opportunity. You can tune the color. So you can actually make it more conducive to do things. Think about it, in the typical office environment, it's pretty computer heavy. So a darker envelope, so that your computer is more intense, is probably the desirable. And then if you're working on blueprints or you're a blind old guy like me, you gotta have it really bright. So you need some occupant control. So that's the promise. It's environmental. You think of it even as comfort. It's not, you know, you get a big bang for your buck on energy from putting LEDs in, but you can get a just as large boost in productivity and efficiency from controlling the environment. And you don't control the environment. I think the other thing coming from the West Coast and the more stringent codes is to this point in building automation, the basic sequence has always been the schedule. Turn it on or off at the appropriate time. Well, think about it a little differently. Think about it how the lighting people have been thinking about it from an occupancy standpoint. You set a mode. There's supposed to be activity in the facility. Now you can start to sequence it based on there actually being someone there in that mode. And that,
very cool.
I think that's why it has to be one system. You shouldn't need two sensors, you shouldn't need two contacts or two networks.
Right, right. So Blue Ridge's approach, I mean, a lot of people think of you as just on-off lighting, but you guys tune them, you daylight harvest them, you do all that stuff, right?
We have a complete suite of controls for all of your needs in lighting.
So, all right, so Bill, what makes Blue Ridge different?
That we approach it from a controller building automation system perspective rather than from just a purely lighting side, lighting control. It has to fit in the whole, it has to be a part of the environmental control system.
Very, very cool. Bill, how do our viewers find out more about Blue Ridge Technologies?
www.brtint.com.
brtint.com.
All right, well, that's great stuff, man. So what do you think about Bill Duckelberger?
Well, let me see if I can remember. Circadian rhythm.
I like saying that, don't you?
Well, me too, but sometimes it stumps me. I spell it differently than you pronounce it.
Circadian rhythms, baby.
Right. Well, you know, I really appreciate, again, learning why we have different opportunities, different touch points when we're trying to sell a system, okay? You know, we might be losing a little bit here and losing a little bit there, but lighting is an opportunity that's so untapped. I mean, we got a lot of people put lighting in, but very few people that put the lighting in and integrate it.
Yeah, very well. And of course, Bill's such a great company to work with. Bill's, you know, he reminds me of a cowboy philosopher, kind of. I mean, because he means what he says, and he says what he means, and if Bill tells you he's going to do something, it gets done. And I tell you, in today's sort of age of, you know, corporate earnings and people having to do whatever it takes to make this quarter's earnings and you know, hey, you'll either do this or we'll find somebody who will. It's sort of nice to really have a stand-up guy like Bill in this industry. So Blue Ridge Technologies, definitely check them out.
And they got great specials going on. They gave a special for all the vendors. I mean, all the CGNA members here are to get excited. Bill, he wants to grow dynamically too, and he's going to go after 10 new CGNA members, get them trained, get them out there on the streets, getting bidding on lighting projects and showing them how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So good stuff from Bill. And then I think we wrapped it up, didn't we, with our friend Mike Sackett?
Well, we did with the executive director of CGNA. I tell you, I'm feeling it. You know, when you go mini marathons, you go from one, you know, from say 6:30 in the morning to, you know, 11 at night, you know, 3 nights in a row or 3 days in a row. It does take a toll on you. I mean, some of it's fun there, especially after the show events in the afternoon and evenings, but you still got work to do at home base and you got to get up early and take care of things. But Mike and Jim, really put out.
They work hard.
And so did Sandy and so did Peter.
Yeah.
The whole team put together a concerted effort that delivered a magnificent show.
Agreed. So let's roll the footage with our friend Mike Sackett.
Trump was here as we wind down the CGNA event here in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm with Mike Sackett, the executive director of CGNA. Mike, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
Well, my pleasure. It's been a great time being here, and I enjoy spending time with you.
Well, absolutely. Well, we talk a lot on Control Trends about Controls Group North America and sort of, you know, the power synergy and whatnot. For our listeners out there in mind now, let's hear from your perspective. Why is CGNA important?
CGNA is important for a lot of reasons. One, we have a convergence of a lot of just great people, great ideas, out-of-the-box thinkers. I think we're just creative. And I think a lot of that creativeness comes from a trust that we're dealing with professionals that really care, that really want to make a difference, that trust each other, that share each other's ideas, and know that they've got depth behind them. They've got a safety net of other controls professionals that is really uncontestedly different than anybody else. We have the best of the best in this group, no question about it.
I think we really do, Mike, and I think what's important, I mean, a lot of our listeners on Control Trends are into smart buildings and smart building controls, and I tell you what, the distributor to me is becoming a key piece in that. There's so many choices out there. The technology is changing so rapidly, and to your point, one of the things that's great about Controls Group North America is we share, we help each other out, so you know you're going to get a certain quality if you deal with a CG&A distributor, whether it's on building automation controls, HVAC, or refrigeration controls. The bar pretty high to get in this group.
Well, we are looking for the best of the best, and we have 46 companies here that are all doing due diligence on product. They share that information. It saves everybody a lot of time, a lot of aggravation. It saves our customers, our contractor customers, and end users from having to worry about second-rate solutions. The ability to get right to the right solution fast is imperative.
It's critical, and you know, one of the things you said in one of your keynote speeches this trip was that, man, the status quo is just not going to get it. Kenny and I preach this a lot on Control Trends. Things are changing so rapidly, and you have to be nimble, you have to be quick, and the only way, one of my teachers used to say, nothing is obvious to the uninformed, so among other things, you guys are great at making sure that our group is informed and ahead of the trends.
Well, we, again, as I did say today, the my biggest fear is to for our group to become boring or irrelevant. We want to make sure that we keep nimble, we want to keep vibrant and relevant at all times. That means new ideas, new thinking, to be challenged. We're not afraid of having opportunities to be tested. So yeah, we're always looking for something new and exciting, and we want to be ahead of the curve.
Well, I think you're right about that, and I think you got two sets of customers that come together at these meetings. You've got the distributors like Ken Smyers and myself, but you also got the creme de la creme of vendors. So if you are a vendor out there and you're looking to get traction, there's probably not a faster way. If you've got the right product and it fits with the mix, and if you've got the same values as Controls Group North America, you can come into our group and you can just explode.
Absolutely. This is a place where you can come in and do some business quickly. You've passed the due diligence test, you've become attested, you've become accepted into our group. When you come in, people are ready to do business with you.
Absolutely. So you got Mike Sackett from CG&A, say it with me, 1, 2, 3, woohoo!
Woohoo!
There we go. Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Well, Kenny, good stuff from Mike, and I tell you what, it's been a great show. We've got several shows we're going to. Next, we head down to Haystack Connect. There's still time to register for that if you want to down in Tampa, Florida. That's going to really sort of, you know, continue on the trends of tagging and analytics. That's going to be a great one. From there, we go to Cochran's Control Con, which is going to be, again, more technology, more trends. And then after that, we roll into RealCon, IBCon.
Whoa. I get to do a whoa on you this time.
Whoa, you're whoa-ing me?
I'm whoa-ing you, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, make a note. Kenny Smyers is whoa-ing me. I've been whoa-ed.
We're going to England, Manchester, England.
Ah, dude, how could I forget that? Mike Marston, I'm sorry, man.
Oh, well, you know what? It's just, like you say, it's a full plate. And the motion, I think you were getting at, and the momentum is that we're in the show season, and the things just what's coming out and what we're going to be able to capture and provide our Control Trends community is the excerpts of these incredible meetings. If you can't come here physically, make sure you get onto the Control Trends train, find out what we're doing, ask us questions. If you want us to ask certain things to certain people at certain times at certain meetings, by all means, reach out and tell us, because we've been doing that. We've been doing a lot of homework assignments for people that can't physically attend, but what we can do is do the messenger service. Now, emails work for a lot, but like Jim Heyman said, Michael Sackett reiterated, if you come to a meeting like this, how many times can one person from one part of the country come and meet the vendors, most senior staff, or the product managers? By going to one meeting, they get to meet 49 vendors, top personnel, and if they do have issues or they do have questions about the channel, what a great place to discuss them.
It is a great place to discuss it. So there you go. I think that's our mission for the next couple of months. We're going to hit the shows. We're going to try and bring you guys a hype. We're going to try and keep you informed, because as one of my teachers once said, nothing's obvious to the uninformed unless you're me, and then nothing's really obvious, but Kenny explains it to me. But that's what we got the man, the myth, the legend for. So Kenny, with that, I tell you what, man, I think the bar's open. We've been working all day. Show's officially ended. So what do you say we go get a drink?
I think it's a great idea.
All right. We're actually supposed to say indeed. There you go. So, again, thanks to our Control Trends committee. Thanks to all the folks at CG&A. It's been great catching up with everybody. Thanks for the police in Memphis, Tennessee, for not arresting us last night. So, with that, Remember, be bold and stay in control.
Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny.
All right, man. Thumbs up.
There you go. Mic's up.
Mic's up.